I'd like to focus on a very important aspect of our existence, but one which might be a little bit disturbing to pay attention to, and that is the amount of time that we spend spinning our wheels and just going through the motions. What I mean by that is we live in a world of teva. We do things according to the laws of nature. We work in order to have a parnosa. We live. We purchase clothing. We purchase goods and services. We go through so many motions. We drive. Most of us don't have cars that drive by themselves yet, and we're doing everything. There isn't anything that we don't do, and we all say, "Well, it's a mitzvah. There's a chiyuv of ishtadlus," and there is for most of us, at least those that are on the absolute highest levels of bitochen, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So yes, we do have a lot to do, and we do what we're supposed to be doing, and oftentimes we see results. But the reality is, we're just going through the motions. In a sense, forgive me, Shakespeare was right. The world is a stage, and all of his people actors. Not in the sense that he may have meant, although I don't know what he meant. I don't really care either. But it's just like we're going through motions, but in reality, we're not doing anything. We're just fulfilling the mitzvah of Hishtadlus. We have an obligation to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to rely on miracles. I believe that the simplest understanding of that is because if miracles have to happen, then it's menakin loy mischu yosov. It detracts from our savings account of schusim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. Wants to give us all of the schusim that we deserve in the time and place when they'll be most beneficial and most appreciated and most eternalized. But he says, no, live al pi teva. Don't rely on miracles. Make it, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, possible al pi derech teva, that the things that you want to accomplish should be accomplished so you won't have to be relying on miracles. But in reality, Hashem orchestrates everything. Everything is done by him, and he is in control of everything. And if we think for a moment that there's something that we can do without him, or that we do anything at all other than that which he actually is making happen for us, we're making a very big mistake. And the truth of the matter is, if we wish to dramatize and crystallize the extent to which Hashem is metapil in this world, I think there's a beautiful shmuis and maybe a little bit of embellishment or trying to understand where it comes from the Alter Slabodka. The Alter is quoted to have said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every day. He recreates the creation every single day for each and every individual on the face of this earth. Each and every individual on the face of this earth, Hashem is recreating the whole world for him. An amazing thought. What it really means is that me, I'm the center of creation because Hashem is creating this whole world all for me, and taking care of all my needs and guaranteeing all my needs and doing everything, and just told me, go through the motions, do your thing, pretend, so to speak, and I'll take care of you. But the question is, where did the Alter get that from? Well, the posuk, we say it in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when Mesadu such a nusach in the Birchas Kriyat Shema, that Hashem is mechadesh b'tuvay b'chol yom tomid ma'ase bereishis. He renews in his goodness every single day, Ma'aseh Bereishis. So L'chayra, the Alter must have understood that to mean, if Hashem is renewing Ma'ase Bereishis as he did in Ma'ase Bereishis, it has to be for each individual. Because Ma'ase Bereishis was an entire creation for one person, for Adam HaRishon. So if Hashem is mechadish b'tuvei b'chol yom tovid ma'aseh bereishis, then he must be renewing the ma'aseh bereishis for each and every one of us individually. Otherwise, he's not renewing ma'aseh bereishis, because a creation that he made for one person, now an entire universe, now he's making for 7.5 billion people that same creation. No, it must be for each and every individual, just as he did for Adam HaRishon. Okay, that's very nice, but as a question, in the Birchas Krishma, there's a raya. It says Ko'amur. How do we know this Machadish B'tuva B'chodim Tovim Asim Bereshi is Ko'amur Le'oisei Oirim Gedolim Ki Le'oilom Chasnei? Hashem makes He Le'oisei Loshen Hoiva present tense Oirim Gedolim, the great lights, Ki Le'oilom Chasnei. He's making the great lights Le'oisei Loshen Hoiva, which means he's doing it now. He's renewing the world. But where do we see in that posuk that he's doing it for each individual? And we just said that HaMachadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tovim Ma'aseh Bereishis must mean for each individual, because otherwise it's not Ma'aseh Bereishis. But Ko'amur says this is where we see it from. Where do we see it from there? And I want to suggest that maybe where we see it from is because it says Le'oisei Oirim Gidoilim Ki Le'olam Chasdui. Hashem continues to make the great lights because his chesed, the chesed with which is oilam chesed yibona, which he created the world, is le'oilam, to this very day. That chesed is the same. If Hashem's chesed today is active as much and the same way that it was active in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that means that he's creating and recreating every single day the entire world for each and every individual. Otherwise, it's not kila olam chasdei, the same chesed that he had when he created the world, he's exercising today. That chesed was a whole world for one person. Today too, the same chesed, a whole world for this one, a whole world for that one, a whole world for the other one. Same thing for each and every one of the 7.5, or how many billion people there are on this planet. If that's the extent of Hashem's chesed, and we look and we say, I don't see that. I see the sun rising. I see the sun setting. I see the calendars or the almanacs or the scientific information predicting, knowing when is it going to rise and when is it going to set and what's going to happen and this and the atmospheric conditions and everything. And so much seems by nature predictable nature. That's true. But what is predictable nature? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding behind nature. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducting his world with individual attention to each and every person, recreating creation for each and every person. However, hiding behind the screen of Teva, hiding, covering it, making it appear as if it's just a natural occurrence. And the same thing, I believe, is true with our Hishtadlus. It appears that we're doing something. In fact, he allows it to appear. You work more, you get more money. You work less, you get less money. That's a whole discussion about it was Nigzar Rosh Hashanah. We're not going into that now in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. But that's what the apparent world is. But that's just apparent. That's just the screen with which he hides himself, behind which he hides himself. But in reality, he does it. We find that when it comes to Parnosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even more active than in other areas. The Medrash says, Gedoilo Parnoso Yoiser Migeula. Parnoso is even greater than Geula, than redemption itself. Because by Parnoso, the Pasuk says, by Geula, the Pasuk says, HaMalach HaGoya Loisi. Sometimes Geula, redemption, is done through a Malach. But Parnoso is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pesach Es Yodecho. You open your hand and you satiate every living creature according to its desire, according to its will. which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metapel b'chvoidoi uve'atzmoi with all of specifically with parnosa. And mimela, we have to look at that. Now, it's metapel with everything, that's true. But parnosa maybe even more. But parnosa is an area that we really think that we're doing it. We really think we're doing it. We put in the effort, we go to work, we get a job, we get a profession, we get an education, whatever we do, and I work, and I'm smart, and I make good decisions, and I do things, and I get a paycheck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs the paycheck and controls the paycheck and is really behind each and everything that I do, and I am just going through those motions. Now, those motions are mitzvahs, and that doesn't mean to belittle us in anything we do. And to the degree that we attempt to do it right and do it properly and do a good job, Kodesh Baruch Hu is machshiv that and takes it into consideration. But ultimately, he is really doing everything. And when we forget that, we do so at our own risk. And that's really a very, very important thing to keep in mind. We see so often, we just had, just yesterday, we were fortunate that someone offered us, just for the day, a matching grant for the yeshiva for $36,000. Raise $36,000 today, and this individual will match it with $36,000. It was, well, one day. It's a little hard. Right? It was Tuesday. Yom Shulchan Kitov. Some people even call it Giving Tuesday or whatever they called it, but very difficult. We raised a few thousand dollars, not I, but someone in the office raised a few thousand dollars. And I even made a couple of phone calls, but didn't even get anyone on the phone. And it seemed like a very task that wasn't about to happen. But the reality was that we have to realize it wasn't for us to make it happen anyway. And once in a while, Hashem reveals, takes off the shield, takes off the screen, and lets you see. I received two phone calls yesterday, besides the few thousand dollars that were raised during the day. One, and it's very unlikely, an individual who wants to donate $18,000, right? Accepted. Another one, who wanted to donate $15,000, accepted also. So that plus the few thousand that were raised, we made it. Sometimes Hashem shows you. You got to do your shtadlus. But don't think for a moment that you're doing anything. It all comes from me. And when we forget that it's from him, we really do so at our own risk. And I want to share this with you, something that happened many, many years ago. We were here, yeshiva here in New York, and a friend of mine from Los Angeles sent the FedEx with a check for $25,000 for the yeshiva. Those days, the bank closed at 3 o'clock. We had to make the deposit that day. FedEx was scheduled to arrive by 10:30 or 11, whatever that is, and it doesn't show up. Day goes by, waiting, nothing happens. Finally, at 3 o'clock, the banks close, and nothing happened. At 3:02, I remember looking at the clock, I called my wife, and I said, I don't know what a schlamazel your husband is. FedEx is the most reliable courier service, and yet, for me, it doesn't work. And she told me something that I have to always keep in mind. We all have to keep in mind, she says, Chochem, you were waiting the whole day for the FedEx. You didn't once think about the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not the FedEx. It's not the airplanes. It's not the delivery trucks. It's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. But you knew you had a FedEx coming to you, so you just waited for the FedEx. Well, you were privileged waiting for the FedEx to see that when you wait for the FedEx, Hashem puts you in the hands of the FedEx, as the Chavos HaLevava says, and you didn't get your check. So these are some of the things that we have to keep in mind to be mechazik ourselves. Yes, we must continue hishtadlus. Yes, hishtadlus is critical. It's a mitzvah, and especially if we're involved in good things, we really have to make sure that we do these mitzvahs. Mitzat sheni, we have to realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Zohar of Farnes. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Shalit v'Shefet. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Kol Yochel, and he's in control of everything. And Berachamov al kol ma'asov, he's the Hatoiv kilei cholu rachamecho, the good one who never withholds his rachamim. He's the Merachim kilei samul chasodecho, and the merciful one whose chesed never ceases to exist. And we always hope and pray and await for his chesed. Shem should help. We should all be zeicher. Have a good evening. Called.